boxes on the hillside. Little boxes made of ticky-tacky. Little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one. They're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same. And the
Oh, you're listening pretty late, and Luis from Rojo Gusano just handed me another Chipotle passion, and it is time for What's in the Box, 312-981-7200, and we'd love to have you challenge Edward, who's already on the line. He is competing for a gift card from Lou Malnati's or from Apt Electronics. Hi, Edward. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Very well, thank you. Have you heard us play What's in the Box before?
Oh, I listen to you guys all the time.
What's in the box?
I'm serious.
Thank you so much.
I love your show.
Oh, I appreciate that. 312-981-7200 to play What's in the Box and challenge Edward. Edward, have you ever heard us talk about how we came up with this idea for What's in the Box?
Say that again?
Have you ever heard us tell you or explain where the concept for this game came from?
It's either a toy or an appliance.
It is a toy or an appliance. I do a lot of shopping online, and I was struck by the tremendous amount of reviews there were for adult toys. I was surprised by how honest people were and sometimes they're a little graphic. So believe me, the ones that we read to you are the edited versions. I also shop for, actually I'm looking for a blender right now. So some of the reviews you hear will probably be for a blender. I've been looking at some Ninjas, some VitaBlends, and some Blendtex or Vitamix. And
does it blend?
Does it blend? Well, it depends on what you want to get done, my friend.
I hear the Jackrabbit blender is very well rated.
Excellent. Well, Edward, I'm glad that you know the idea behind the game. And we also have Scott on the line. Hi, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. Have you heard us play What's in the Game? What's in the Box before?
Yes, I have.
Excellent. So those who are listening for the first time, or perhaps, you know, maybe you're getting in and out of the car, or you drift off in the middle of the night, which is acceptable. Sometimes it's encouraged. But we play What's in the Box every Friday night. My friends will all read reviews for you, and the task before Edward and Scott is to tell us if that review is for an appliance or an adult toy. Joining us for the first time ever in this round of What's in the Box is Luis from Rojo Gusano, and you can go to rojogusano.com for information about all their wonderful restaurants, including the one in Albany Park, which is my favorite over there on Lawrence. And by the way, Luis, does this make sense to you what we're doing?
Yes. Actually, yes.
Yeah, okay. I imagine you do a lot of shopping online. And our friends are also competing for a gift card from Lou Malnati's and a gift card from Apt Electronics. Roger Badish pulls all of his own reviews.
How do.
And he's going to read first for Edward. Here you go.
All right, Edward. All you got to do is say toy or appliance. This is real easy. All right.
Okay.
Their 15-year warranty is pretty much unprecedented.
Wow. What do you think, Edward? I know. Who wants to return it after 15 years?
My first gut instinct is I got to say an appliance.
And you would be wrong. That is a toy.
Wow. I know.
15 years?
15 years.
Hey, you keep all the information. You keep that box. And you keep that receipt.
And you do not pull that tag off either. It's against the law. Do not cut it off. Don't pull it off.
Recycle it.
Okay, we'll talk about that some other time. Rick Perlstein, will you please read for Scott?
Speed counts. I'm a busy mom. Did you write this, Patty? I can't wait 30 minutes for a machine to work.
What do you think, Scott?
I would have to guess appliance on that.
That's right.
Oh, you have the bell. Dan, you have a bell?
Who's got the bell?
That was Dan.
Ooh.
That was a fancy bell.
I went side effects, sound effects hunting.
Yeah, no, go side effects too.
No, I don't want that.
Left and right, up and down, whatever it takes. All right, so Scott is on the board. Elliot, will you please help Edward get on the board?
All right, Edward.
Okay.
I'm reading it the way it's written.
I hope so. You didn't have too much to drink or none with the bartender there giving you drinks. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
It takes whatever it takes.
Wait, okay, hold on. Have I had too much to drink? The answer would be yes.
No.
Okay.
Cool. So have I. I'm drinking one right now.
Woo! Cheers, my friend.
You're such a bad influence, man.
I really am.
All right, here we go. It takes some getting used to. But once you learn how to operate it, it's great. My only gripe is that it's bulky and takes a lot of space.
Could be good, could be a bad thing.
Can you run that by me one more time?
Yes,
one more
time. That's really how you
beginning.
Use it, isn't it?
Depends.
Got it. All right, here we
Sideways
go.
Sideways is better.
It takes some getting used to, but once you learn how to operate it, it's great. My only gripe is that it's bulky and takes a lot of space.
It's got to be an appliance. If it's not, I don't know what I'm going to do. I have another drink.
Well, drink up, my friend, because it's a toy.
What?
You got to be kidding me.
Women are very honest. Actually, men are very honest as well. I like the way they put that. Charles, will you please read for Scott, who is actually ahead now, 1-0?
Okay, here we go. Just in time for... No, you know what? I'm going to save that one for a little bit later. Here we go. Okay.
He's holstering that one. Okay.
Yeah, all right. We're going to put that one back in the holster.
I flipped through mine.
Did you? Yeah, you the pig.
Okay. It has a twist thing to control the speed. No different modes or anything. You know, the worst thing about it is that it's very loud.
I would have to say that would be a toy.
You know, you're right.
Wow. Nice. Scott pulls ahead. 2-0. Luis.
Yes.
Let's help put Edward on the board.
It's going to be easy. Smooth and quick.
That was short and sweet.
What'd you think, Edward?
What? He said it already? I didn't hear it.
That's what she said.
So what was it again?
Go ahead.
Science.
No.
Okay.
Oh, he doesn't have headphones on. I'm sorry, sweetie. Let me get you a pair of headphones. We're going to pick another review, and we're going to have you go again. Here, 1 second. You didn't hear the contestants.
The same one.
I know.
Here you go. We have a technical difficulty.
Yeah, we're having a little
studio.
Bit of a glitch. No, I got him. I got you.
Where all our right. reviewer.
You'll be able to hear our callers directly, Luis.
The producer just dashed out of
he
the
He did.
The,
he was very
rescue.
He was very gallant, wasn't he?
I'm on.
Yeah. All right, there we go.
Okay, let's do it this again. Just trust me, this is what you want.
Can I tell you something? The way you say it, I want it too.
Yes, Edward, what do you think?
You know, actually, I'm going to get
a
in line
Latin
also.
Lover.
What do you think, Edward?
I really didn't hear it, but I'll.
Well, no, we all want him to read it again. Luis?
Okay,
Luis,
I want to say it again. It's more,
closer to the microphone. Get all in there.
Just trust me, and this is what you want.
Oh, man.
What do you think, Edward?
I totally want this.
Go with your gut.
I need another drink, but I'll go with an appliance.
Nope.
It's
a toy.
Hey, Patty, can you do me a favor? I think my wife, Judy, just tuned in.
Yes.
Can you explain to her what's
yes.
going on?
So, so what's happening is I do a lot of online shopping, and I rely on the reviews of others. Typically, I try to stay in the 4 stars or up, and I was amazed and impressed by how many people will write reviews for blenders and lawnmowers and maybe, you know, your wellies and your sweaters and your adult toys. That was the one that struck me the most, were the women that wrote, and men too, who wrote reviews about adult toys. When I read those that were for toasters and hand mixers and appliances, I realized how similar those reviews were, as a matter of fact. So we have this game called What's in the Box, because some of the retailers do send everything in the exact type of the same box. Fortunately, some of them have a smile on them, which is appropriate. And so this game is called What's in the Box, and the task is for our listeners, our contestants, Edward and Scott, to tell us if the What's in the Box is an appliance or an adult toy.
See, now Judy knows why I run off to the Wrigley Building tonight.
or the Tribune Tower.
Yes.
And stay.
You know what? With that explanation, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, Roger will be reading for Scott. More after this on 720 WGN.
Oh, what's in the box?
And the people!
We are playing What's in the Box. Joining me in the studio is our bartender, Luis from Rojo Sano, who has made us some Chipotle passion, and we are all enjoying that. Dr. Charles Turk, Elliot Serrano, Rick Perlstein, and up in the newsroom is Roger Badish. And thank you so much, Dan Long, for just, I mean, really, it's just so much fun. I haven't done sound effects yet for this game in a while. So
I'm an artist.
You are an artiste, I would even say. And on the line, we have Edward, who is still hanging on there, and Scott, who is leading 2-1, 2-0. I'm sorry, Edward. I didn't mean to give you a point. I didn't mean to tease you with that. But that's kind of the point of the whole game, isn't it?
You can tease me all you want.
All right, then. Hold on a second. Let me see what I have here.
Get in line, mister.
No, it's okay.
Roger Badish, will you please read for Scott?
All right, Scott, again, very simple. Toy, appliance. Here we go.
Right.
As someone who occasionally camps, a device like this could really come in handy.
Could you spell that, please?
H-A-N-D-Y.
That's not the one I was asking for, but go ahead.
Okay. I've camped a few times in my day, and I could always use a good toy while I was camping. I'll say toy.
And you would be wrong.
Oh,
that's an appliance. I think it was a portable coffee pot or something like that.
That's no fun.
No.
No. It's fresh air, though. You don't need an appliance. Rick, will you please read for...
That's what I was going to say.
Will you please read for Edward, Rick?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Please. There's about 8 E's in there. The ad... with 2 D's.
Mm-hmm.
This is sick, right? S-I-C. The ad acted like the top swiveled. No! All caps.
Oh.
Slightly buzzes. Not worth the money! Exclamation point. Sorry! Exclamation point.
Wow. I love that you put all the grammar in there. You're such a writer. What do you think, Edward?
It's got a buzz.
It does. Slightly.
And it's not worth the money.
Mm-mm. Not worth the money.
Only a slip buzz.
The ad acted like the top swiveled.
It doesn't.
No.
No.
Well, I'm probably going to be wrong, but I've been wrong all along. I'm going to have to say...
Yes?
I'll go with a toy.
Ding, ding, ding! Hey!
Yay!
Edward's on the board! See,
yeah.
Maybe he needs all the punctuation included. That's what it is.
Put it on the board.
Yeah. Put it on the board. All right, Elliot, please.
A White Sox fan in the booth there.
It's a close game. It's 2-1. Let's see what happens when Elliot reads for Scott.
Okay.
Oh, let's turn your microphone on. There you go.
Oh, sorry.
You're
so
welcome.
I'm reading for Scott, and this is a review. My wife loves this thing. I'm scared of it personally. It feels like it has enough power to sustain flight.
Can you give me that when you're done?
Yeah, I'm going to go with toy, and hopefully they're still available.
Guessing it's a toy?
Yes.
It's an appliance.
Oh.
And it is an airplane.
Wow. Yeah,
it's a ninja blender. They're so loud. Charles, will you please read for Edward?
Okay. All right. Edward, so far, it's been great, and we've used it almost every day. The personal size attachment is great. So easy, my daughter uses it.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
Sorry.
What the heck just happened there?
And if you want, I'll read it again.
Yes, I think.
It's just that good.
It's so good. So good.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So far, it's been great, and we've used it almost every day. The personal size attachment, great. So easy, my daughter uses it.
What do you think, Edward?
Appliance.
Heck yeah, it is.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Okay.
We almost had to call in the, you know. The
yeah, child services.
You want to pat him down with a towel or something?
Something's got to happen.
Am I right or not?
You were right. You were correct. Ding, 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 ding. Yes. Edward, it's now at, it's a, yes?
Oh, yeah, no, we couldn't get the daughter involved.
Your daughter.
No.
That's a no-no.
No, of course not. No, no.
You have tied it up with Scott. Luis is going to read for Scott.
Hey, Scott. I'm going to make it easy. Just smooth and quick.
Deja vu all over again there.
Okay, so I don't know what that is, but I want to buy one.
It is. Okay, it's. I would have to guess. I'm going to guess a toy again.
Oh, no. It's an appliance.
Oh. It's a sexy appliance, though.
Mm. It was smooth and quick.
Luis sounds so disappointed.
I like him to linger a little bit.
I know. Yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to get places. Roger, please read for Edward.
Can I have your help in this one, Patty?
Always, of course.
Okay, so I'll say the word and you repeat the word.
Okay.
All right. All right. We're going to finish the sentence together.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Oh, gosh. It.
It.
Completed.
Completed.
All.
All.
Of.
Of.
Our.
Our.
Performance.
Performance.
Tests.
Tests.
Competently.
Competently.
Can we have some ice, please?
Wow. Wow.
Toy or appliance?
What do you think, Edward?
Wow.
Can you read that?
I would love it to hear that again.
Hold on.
Is that for the purpose of the game or just your own?
Shut up, Charles. Let's do it.
Edward, we're going to have to go into the next half hour. Edward, what do you think?
I didn't really quite hear it.
Okay, Roger, one more time.
I'll do it again. Here we go.
Are we doing the same way, or are you reading the whole thing?
I'll just read it all the way through. I don't know if the rest of the crowd can handle it.
You read it, and I'll try to repeat it at the end. Hold on, go ahead.
It completed all of our performance tests competently.
Stand by, Edward. It completed all of our performance tests competently.
Wow.
Dude, I am so with you here.
I know, Roger.
I got to catch up my drinking with you guys.
Edward, do you want to take the news to think about it?
No.
Okay.
I may get up and get another beer. I'll say an appliance.
You're correct.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. The game is now 3-2. And can you guys hang on? It's I have to keep all of my guests who may have wanted to leave, and now they're all trapped. Edward is now ahead 3-2. It's right. Time for our news. Okay, Dan Long wins. He wins everything tonight for playing that. We are playing What's in the Box, and I believe we are entering an epic round of What's in the Box. You may be setting some records. Edward and Scott have hung in there. Scott, you're still there, right?
What's that?
You're still... Oh, there's Scott. Hi, Scott.
Yep,
how are you doing?
I am.
Thank you for holding on. Edward, did you grab another beer?
I got one, a nice fresh one, nice and cold.
I figured as much.
I'm ready for this round.
You're in the lead. It's a tight game. It is 3-2. And right now, Rick Perlstein will read for you. for what's in the box.
Hey, comrade. So what you need to know about this one is every sentence ends with an exclamation point. Mm-hmm. This was amazing. I love it. I use it every day. No amount of exclamation points can express how much I like it.
Oh, the way you read it's kind of sweet. What do you
Who's
think?
Up?
You are, Edward.
Okay. It's Italy Day.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was for Scott. Thank you, Dan. Thank you.
Yeah, I think so because I got the last round.
That's right. Scott, what do you tie it up here. What do you think? Do you want to hear it one more time?
No, yes, not please. 3-2. It's on my favor.
It is in your favor. Scott, what do you think? You want it one more time?
Yes, please.
One more time, Rick. Yeah, I know. A lot of pressure.
Remember the exclamation points.
All over the place.
This was amazing. I love it. I use it every day. No amount of exclamation points can express how much I like it.
Well, I can't see somebody using it every day unless it's an appliance. So I'll go with an appliance.
Oh, wow. That's good reasoning. He's right.
I encourage every day.
It's bad reasoning.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
right.
I'm just saying it's healthy for health purposes.
The missus has some complaints there.
For relieving stress, I'm just saying. Elliot, will you please read for Edward? It's now a tied game.
All right, Edward.
Oh, he got that one?
He got it.
He got that one.
Oh, you're paying attention now.
Well,
the stakes are raised.
I don't know. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Here we go.
Ready, Edward?
I'm ready.
After 2.5 years, its motor died. They only give you a 1-year warranty. They do not stand behind their product.
Oh,
better than the 15-year one.
It's pretty expensive to last for a short period of time. It wasn't like I was killing it. Still, it died.
Aw. What do you think, Edward?
I gotta go with an appliance.
That is correct.
Hey.
Yes.
Edward right. pulls ahead. It's 4-3. Charles will now read for Scott.
Just in time for all of the Halloween decorations and and sales over at, well, your local pharmacies, among other places. How many times have you looked at the urn on your mantelpiece and thought, oh, if you're like most bereaved people, the answer is thousands. Sure, memorials like urns and wreaths are traditional, but they don't capture any of the personal spark of the person you've lost. This glass urn allows you to place your loved one's ashes inside, 21 grams of ashes to be precise. The case has a scent diffuser and also functions as an amplifier. You can place your iPhone inside, and the box has a lock. Inside the box, a scent diffuser can spray some of your dearly departed's favorite fragrance. A small tray in the bottom can contain a handkerchief or other personal items, also good for cleaning up. It even has a slot for your iPhone, so you can play your song, in quotes, while you enjoy the pièce de résistance.
When is this over?
Holy, I thought you said they were edited.
Wow.
My goodness.
So,
I took a nap up here. What's going on?
I just wanted you all to have every detail. So, wow. With that said...
Yes. As co-creator of this segment, Charles has editing rights.
Certain liberties. Toy or appliance?
Scott.
Wow. I'm hip. Please tell me that's an appliance.
You are wrong. That's a toy.
We need the backstory here, Patty.
Wow.
What kind of toy is that?
No, that is a that is a
that is a
that is a that is a toy for loved ones who have yes that is a that is admittedly I want to say it's from the Netherlands. Somebody took artistic liberties and. Yes, that is a glass dildo in which you can store 21 grams of your of your loved one's ashes, and you know, play your song with your iPhone and spread fragrance.
How'd you find that?
It's on. I mean, it showed up on my Facebook feed.
It has to be expensive.
You know. Yes, it actually is, because this is sort of one of those things.
It's a custom item.
I think it was...
Capitalism is such an amazing system.
Yeah, it was on dangerousminds.net, I think, is, you know, was the item that she, you know, that's who posted it. No. But in any case, yeah, so that was a toy.
Now, was that the deluxe model?
I think that they only sell one variety.
Well, you should be able to sync the iPod to item
that's a
so
little,
that it goes to the tone. Yeah.
And it may only be an art piece. I don't know if they mass produce it. It is.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I want to get maybe an invite. I want to come down there and party with you guys. I really do.
I want to party with
animal.
You.
Hey, man, if I can come down there for just an hour or two and just, you guys are, I mean, I listen to you guys all the time. I mean, you guys are fabulous. I mean,
you.
I stay up.
Well, Edward, it's funny you should mention that, but Elliot Serrano and I will be at I'm sorry, it's so hard to say. I'm like, all choked up about this.
No, I can understand why.
Yes, tomorrow night, Elliot and I will be at Equestrian Connection in Lake Forest. It's the barn party, Marty's barn party, and we are actually auctioning off a visit to the Pretty Late studio. So you can come and hang out with us at the Equestrian Connection. It's therapeutic riding for adults and children with disabilities, and we are auctioning off hanging out in studio with us. And I'm pretty sure that
I can't believe I get it for free.
I'm saying, Rojo Gusano might be our bartender that night. So you can come and
come down.
Where's this located at?
It is in Lake Forest, and you can go to equestrianconnection.com. So just want to let you know.
Okay.
All right, though.
I don't have a computer, so that wouldn't do me no good.
Oh, it's not. Well, I think you can probably.
Smartphone.
Well, I will Google it and give the information after someone wins this game, because seriously, we are now going into a record setting round of this game. Luis, you are now reading for Edward.
Oh, my God.
No, wait, I'm 4-3, right?
Yes, you are. You're ahead. You could win right here. Okay. Look at Edward.
That's hardcore, man.
Yeah, he's like, let's be done with this. He needs another beer.
Okay, good luck.
Wait. Dan, it's Scott again? No, I think
it's Edward.
Well, for whom did I just read?
Who got the glass dildo with the remains of the...
Do not ask.
Check your box.
It tolls for thee.
I'm just saying.
You guys are wild.
We're on a live feed, Roger, with a video going. I cannot check my box.
Well, these come in gift boxes. I got a blue ribbon. You got a pink ribbon. Who knows?
You don't know what kind of ribbon I got.
I got a black belt.
Black belt.
Okay. Luis?
A lot of beer.
Luis, please read for Scott.
I like it.
Okay, for Edward, it's Edward.
Okay,
come on, you.
Okay,
guys.
Edward,
we got it. Pull together, everyone. Reset. Here we go. Deep breath. Oh, look at that.
Focus.
After some drinks, it may cause some difficulties here on.
It's all good.
Station.
Luis, okay, please read for Edward.
Okay, Edward. I like it. It's easy to use, convenient. No need for a larger machine.
Are you speaking English?
Yes, I am.
All right.
One more time, Luis.
Okay, one more time. We'll do it slowly. I like it.
Okay.
Easy to use. Convenient. No need for a larger machine.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Edward?
A laundry machine.
Laundry machine.
I'm sorry, sir.
Is
really
it an appliance?
It is appliance.
You got it. He wins the game.
There you go.
Congratulations, Edward and Scott. Hold on the line, and Dan Long will take your information. And you've won a gift card to Apple Electronics or Lou Malnati's. You can go to loumalnati's.com for your selection of the best pizza in the Chicagoland area. Go to appleelectronics.com or visit their store out in Glenview and say hi to Steve Shapiro for us. And you both have won tickets to Zany's Comedy Club for Tuesday, September 27th, where I'll be headlining, and we'll see you there. Again, the winner gets to choose which gift card he wants. More after this on 720 WGN.